This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.
Yes, and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. We are a weekly gaming podcast where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one and get intimate on a particular gaming topic. This week, I am joined by Bree. Hi, Bree.
Hello.
Oh, I should also mention my name is Elliot. I don't think I did that, but, you know,
That's pretty important.
My name is Elliot, your name is Bree, our yes. name is Checkpoint, and Bree, what did we want to talk about this week?
This week I'm very excited because we're going to be talking about cooking in video games. Cooking video games, which are two different things.
Now, why did you want to talk about this? Because it wasn't my idea, it was definitely something floated by yourself, but yeah, I'm keen on it.
I think I mentioned it because it was back, I had the idea back when we did our Checkpoint episode about farming sims, because most farming sims have cooking mm-hmm. as a pretty large component, and it's something that I really like being able to do in video games, because I like to cook in real life, and so I get satisfaction out of doing it in a video game as well.
Oh, do you think that's a connection? Do you think somebody who doesn't like cooking IRL would be like, ugh, this is such a chore in this video game?
Maybe. I can imagine that somebody who doesn't like cooking wouldn't want to try, but I can't imagine them hating it, because it really is gamified, but they might not be as willing to give it a go. I'm not sure someone who hates cooking would want to go out and buy Cooking Mama.
Okay, well,
their loss.
Here's the thing, so I'm probably in that camp a little bit, if you want that perspective. Here's a sneak peek into my life. My partner loves cooking, and I kind of hate it. And last night, as of time of recording, we spent about 3 hours making from scratch our own bao buns, creating the dough and letting it rise and freaking pickling carrots and breading chicken. And I'm like, it tasted awesome, but it took forever, and I'm definitely the kind of person.
I love having the opportunity to do that. How often do you have a chance to? I love making my own pasta doing that sort of thing, but you never have the time to do that.
So I think we're total opposites here, where I see that as like, oh, I could have spent $20 and ordered some bao, and that would have been so much more efficient. But I totally get the other side of things, and let's try to transfer this into a video game now, because you love cooking in video games, and I feel indifferent, I guess. I definitely don't hate them, but they're just, it's there, you know?
Yeah, I think that, so as someone who likes to cook, I think I probably enjoy the Breath of the Wild cooking more than other people do. Breath of the Wild cooking is one of my favorite ones, and it's because you don't get, you can get recipes, but you don't need them. Right. And I think it's so cool, because I had the best moment when I found, in my inventory, I had some wheat, I had some sugar, I had some butter, and I had some apples. And I went, oh my god, if I put these in a pot, will it make an apple pie? And it did. And that was so exciting. And if somebody doesn't cook, they're not going to have that moment where they realize all of the ingredients I have in my inventory right now will make a dish. And so I kept doing that. I'd figure out how to make sushi and how to make a cake, because I'd just check and I'd be like, wait, I have everything to make this specific meal.
That's
Let me see if the game lets me. And then it would, and it would be so exciting.
So your prior knowledge to cooking, you believe, helps you in a video game that does cooking right.
Yeah. So most video games have predetermined recipes, and I think Breath of the Wild is probably one of the only ones I can think of where it actually lets you just throw some stuff in a pot and see what happens. A lot of the time you need to have a recipe before you can experiment.
Sure.
And the experimentation is so cool, because if you have basic knowledge of cooking, if you know how the 4 ingredients you need to make a cake, then in Breath of the Wild, the second you're like, I have wheat, I have sugar, I have milk, and I have an egg, it's like, I can make a cake, and you just put it in a pot and it happens. And that's so cool, because it's like something I knew was applicable.
Yeah, whereas I guess the flip side to that would be something like a Stardew Valley, where you need the recipe first, unlocked, before you can actually cook that product.
Yeah, exactly. Because then it doesn't feel like you're actually, like, making the discovery yourself. It's not, like, something you're figuring out. It's almost like you're figuring out, like, a puzzle.
Right.
Like, it's like that, like, you get, like, an aha moment, but it's for cooking. And that's really cool. But, like, that's my favorite, but I'm not knocking Stardew Valley. And I also really like the cooking in Skyrim. I spend a lot of time cooking in Skyrim. There's something really satisfying about having an inventory just full of a bunch of junk and then managing to condense it down into like 5 recipes. And I think I like making food that I like in real life or that I like to cook in real life. So it's like, I really like making fettuccine carbonara. So I like when a game lets me make it. It's like, I can do it. It's like in real life, I made a fettuccine carbonara.
See, I think I definitely, for me, it's a means to an end, which might be like cooking in real life. It's like, I try
if
to
you don't
min-max
like cooking,
it.
It's just for you to eat. Yeah.
I'm there to min-max it. I'm like, oh, I'm playing this game. All right, this food is one of the most efficient kind of energy creating resources I can find. The ingredients are fairly easy to come by, so I'm going to focus on that kind of thing rather than, oh, I like fettuccine carbonara, so I'm going to try to make that in the game. It's more
I
like
I save all of my things that I know can be made into food. Like, Skyrim is awful for it. If I find an apple, like, you know how if you're in like combat in Skyrim and you're just chowing down on apples or whatever, I will not. I'm like, the apples need to stay because I want to cook them before I eat them. I don't want to just eat a raw apple. So I have like an inventory that's just full of just random bits of food because I want to wait until I've cooked it before I eat it.
Don't you find that a problem with like the weight system and you're like, oh no.
Sometimes.
It's like, why am I constantly over encumbered? Oh yeah, it's because I'm carrying 700 ingredients on me.
Sometimes I have to shotgun a wheel of cheese or something just so I can walk. But most of the time I prefer to wait for it. And I don't know. And I like something about where games have, you have a raw chicken breast. You can eat it, but you won't get as much health benefit as you would if you did actually cook it.
I feel like eating a raw chicken breast shouldn't give you any health benefit whatsoever.
No, it shouldn't give you negative health. It should take health away from you. And this is relevant to a thing that happened to me regarding The Witcher 3. So in that, Geralt can eat a raw chicken breast. Mm-hmm. And seeing that, my brain goes, okay, there's got to be a cooking system in this game. If they have raw food, why would they put the raw food in there if they can't cook it? And so I went on the internet to Google it. I was like, is there a cooking system in The Witcher 3 that I haven't found? Is there somewhere I can cook? And then it came up with like a Q&A, and some other girl had asked the same question, and underneath there's a comment that said, Geralt doesn't cook, he's a man, cooking is gay. And I'm like, is it gay for you to, do straight men only eat raw chicken? Do you all have salmonella? Have you never eaten a cooked thing in your life?
That's amazing.
I was like so baffled by it because
no,
I'm like,
they get their mamas to cook it for them.
It just was so funny because I'm like, what are you talking about? Geralt lives off the land. He doesn't stay in like motels or anything. Geralt definitely cooks. We don't see it in game, but you can't deny Geralt definitely has to cook.
That's amazing.
And this guy's just like, no way. Men don't cook.
Men don't cook. That's gay. I mean, that's just offensive in two ways.
Exactly.
I'm offended on your behalf, and I'm offended on my
offended.
Behalf.
It's not good. I was just like, whoa, dude. Whoa. And that was just so funny to me, because I think cooking is so interesting. And it's like, not just from the perspective of getting to cook, but also that it does, if you take the time to cook, you get benefits from it. In Breath of the Wild, especially, if you make some food, it gives you like bonus hearts.
Yeah.
Like, if you cook, you get good stuff out of it, and it's like worth your time, even if you don't like actually cooking.
Yeah, I feel like these kind of RPGs and other genres of games too, they'll often look at cooking as this kind of optional kind of side mini gamey thing, and you can engage in it if you want to, or, you know, it's not absolutely mandatory, but if you do, there's definitely benefits in doing so. Often games will give you some kind of temporary buff, or obviously food will heal you, that's the kind of traditional one, or increase your stamina or whatever, but there's always some kind of net positive in engaging in the cooking aspect of a video game. But, you know, not all video games are created equally when it comes to cooking.
No.
I think you've given a couple of good examples, Breath of the Wild being your favorite. Do you have a bad example of a game that just treats cooking like a subpar kind of...
I really didn't like the cook. So I played through Rune Factory 4.
Yes.
And I really didn't like the cooking in that.
I know nothing about this, so you're going to have to explain this one.
It was sort of like very more similar to like Stardew, where it's that you have a recipe and then you can cook the thing. Mm-hmm. But the recipes were pretty much always just like, it is fish, and now you put salt on the fish.
Okay.
And it just, I don't know, and I felt like it was so many recipes like that. And actually getting to the point where you can cook something like worthwhile was really hard, because it cost energy for you to cook, which seems dumb to me. And it was just like, if you want to cook anything worthwhile, it takes so much energy in like the early game. And so it wasn't fun. It was like, I have to grind if I want to make a pie. And that was just like ridiculous to me, because it's like, cooking doesn't take energy. Sure, you'll get like tired if you're cooking for 3 hours, but like, come on, man, I just want to cook.
Yeah, I think for me, I mostly play survival games. When I think of cooking in video games, mm-hmm. my first thought is survival games, where it's like, it's incredibly rudimentary, and I don't know that I want it necessarily to be more complicated, but it's that kind of traditional thing of, you go fishing, or you hunt a boar, and you get a raw piece of meat, so you make a fireplace and cook it, and 5 seconds later, you have a cooked, like, a cooked beef or whatever.
There is something to be said about, like, the process, that, like, some games, obviously, they... Like, the actual cooking portion of it doesn't have too much of a focus. But if you're going fishing and stuff, like, that's still part of, like, making a meal. Like, it's still involved. Like, Stardew Valley is really good because you have to go get a fish. And then you have to, like, there's something so rewarding about growing the crops yourself.
Yes,
and then
that's
making
true,
yourself
actually.
A meal out of them. That's so cool.
I mean, so much of what Stardew Valley offers is just resource gathering, right? And a lot of those resources have... value outside of their sale value, and you can cook with them, they're part of recipes, you can trade with them, you know, they're often, a villager really likes cabbage or whatever, don't know why, but sometimes they do.
Sometimes they leave you a recipe in your mailbox, somebody will be like, my favorite food is pepper poppers, so they'll leave you the recipe for pepper poppers in your mailbox so you can make it for them.
yeah. So obviously, you know, cooking serves a function in that way, as far as, you know, going back to the survival games, they're often just a mandatory thing where you'll go out on your adventure and you'll have your sword and whatever protective gear you have, but then you've got a slot dedicated to kind of your food as well, because you need that in case you're running out of health or energy or whatever. So. Food plays a role in definitely many different genres of video games.
Yeah, and I mean, it also plays a role in the genre of cooking game.
Oh, it sure does.
don't forget about good old Cooking Mama. I went out and I used to have a copy of Cooking Mama, but it went missing many a year ago. But I went and bought a new copy recently, and that's fun, because the cool thing, again, this is me... because I like cooking. Cooking Mama, while it's a fun, like, little... essentially, it's just a mini-game compilation that, like, the theming is that you are cooking. But the reason it's cool is because if you've actually cooked one of those recipes before and then you do it in Cooking Mama, it's like, no, this is right. This is bang on. This is how you do it. And there's something cool about seeing that, like... Cooking Mama knows what it's talking about.
I mean, if you're going to base your game entirely around the concept of cooking, I guess you probably want to get that part right.
Yeah, pretty much. But that's so cool, because I really like cooking okonomiyaki, which is like a Japanese vegetable pancake. And there's a recipe for that in Cooking Mama. And I made it, and I was like, this is exactly the same as how I do it. this is cool. I'm doing it right. Cooking Mama's doing it right. This is great.
Have you ever learnt something from cooking in a video game? Would you ever play Cooking Mama and be like, oh, this is a cool recipe I could probably try to recreate, you know, in real life?
I've never created the recipe front. Like, I haven't used Cooking Mama as my tutorial. But, like, I have played Cooking Mama and been like, this looks like tasty food, and then looked up a recipe and then made it. Mm. Like, Cooking Mama has definitely inspired me to choose a recipe to try, but I don't think you could actually use Cooking Mama.
I don't know.
As...
I think that would be a really fun experiment to try to just use Cooking Mama.
The main thing I think is
recipe.
Cooking Mama doesn't have like specific measurements.
No, so you'd have to guess.
And then there's also like restaurant sims are a thing. Like, and in those you still you have to do cooking as well. I know that there's like a Gordon Ramsay game, and that's terrible. Yeah, that cooking in that isn't real cooking.
I wonder if he was involved in any way.
I think he was, but he really wasn't putting in work.
I mean, he must have like gave permission to use his name.
Yeah,
so I guess there was some level of involvement.
They use his likeness, and it looks really bad.
Do you reckon they mo-capped him in?
I don't think they did. It looks awful, and I think it is him voice acting himself.
But Brie, that's just his face. It just looks a little. Oh no, that's libelous.
He'll yell at us, like, really?
He'll
really yell at us.
I love how people go on his Twitter and ask them to yell at him. They'll like they'll take a photo of their dish or whatever,
yeah,
and be like,
bad
what do you
food.
Think?
Yeah, it's so funny.
I guess the other obvious one is Overcooked as well, and I know it's more of a like a fun, frantic kind of mini game, more about like speed and coordination and collaboration rather than, you know, the recipes that are involved. But I don't know.
When you still cook.
You still cook. I mean, it's a core integral part of that video game.
Cooking's
Does that do
like,
cooking well?
I mean, I've never had to cook in the back of a van or anything, but
that's
like
true.
You do have to put buns and lettuce and a hamburger in a burger, and that makes a burger. But at that point, it's kind of like the game's really fun, and like the cooking is, it's part of it, but it's not really like
the
integral.
The cooking is almost incidental. Like, they could replace
pretty much. It could have been
cooking
anything.
With something else.
Exactly. But it's cool to see that like cooking, despite a lot of people considering it to be a chore, it is like a big part of so many games, and even games where you don't do the actual cooking, food is involved. Like, you know, in The Sims, you teach they have a cooking stat and stuff. Like, I don't know. I just think it's really interesting that cooking is like so big a thing, and it's been that way for a long time. And I think that nowadays we are seeing the rise of the cleaning game.
Ooh.
Chores are becoming game. Like, House Flipper, like, 80% of that game is tidying.
Mm-hmm.
And then Unpacking is coming out, and that's just cleaning. Like, there are so many, and what is it, the Viscera Cleanup Detail?
Oh, yes.
There are so many games now that are just cleaning, and I think it's because even though cooking and cleaning are both chores, they're also things where, even though doing them is hard work in real life, the outcome is satisfying. And so in a video game, you're able to take away that hard work part and just have the satisfaction of completion. So it's like, in a game, you make food and it has cool music and you get to see your food, but you don't actually have to spend 2 hours like slaving over a hot stove for it.
Mm-hmm.
You still get that like victory, but you don't actually have to do it. Same with cleaning stuff. You like actually like cleaning up blood and stuff in Viscera Cleanup Detail would be mortifying and horrible, but
satisfying.
It feels satisfying to see a clean room because you don't actually have to do it.
Is it too much to ask for both, though? If a video game asks you to, you know, cook, but also clean up all the dishes that you dirtied, like...
Oh, God, I'm awful. I'm so boring, because you said that, and I was like, that'd be funny. And then I was like, oh, but I want to do that. I want to clean and then put all my dishes away nice and tidy. But I hate doing the dishes in real life, but I like looking at my kitchen and seeing that it's all clean.
Mm-hmm.
It's the moment where you get to see, it's all done. Like, mm-hmm. That feels so good. And it's so cool to be able to get that feeling without actually having to put away any real dishes. And that, I think that's why I like Like, I mean, I like cooking normally, but I think that's why people who don't like cooking are still able to enjoy cooking in video games, because you get that moment where you get to see you've done it, you've made a dish, but you don't really have to work for it.
Yeah, it's almost like the same reason why Farming Simulator and stuff like that are popular and exactly. people enjoy it, because yes, it's a chore, but it's not real. You're not actually doing it. You're not physically exerting yourself.
Yes.
It's just condensed and simplified and gamified, and all you get is that satisfying feeling of completion. And I guess that's what makes cooking in video games so fun and compelling, and probably why we're going to continue to see them. I mean, cooking's not going anywhere. If anything, people are just going to...
It cannot.
People are just going to, like, as development gets more advanced and RPGs get more detailed and deeper, we're just going to see, like, cooking as a mini-game kind of become more and more detailed, in a way.
I wouldn't hate that. I want more cooking mini-games like that in Breath of the Wild, where you get to use your mm-hmm. own knowledge, where you get to experiment, just throw some stuff in a pot and see what happens. That's really fun.
Yep, and I think also worth noting that the animation of a completed meal is very important.
Oh, that happy little noise. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. You feel like you've done a good job.
Yeah, you need something to go like, yes, you did it.
Yes,
and like a little jingle plays.
Pat on the back. Yes.
All right, Bree, that's probably all the time we've got to talk about cooking. Thank you so much for joining me.
That's all right. I'm going to go buy some groceries now so I can do some real cooking.
Yay! And I'm going to go eat some food. So I guess
relevant.
We're both... Yeah, I'm in the ballpark. All right, my name has been Elliot, and we've been Checkpoint. And make sure you tune in next week, because obviously there is more intimate goodness coming up. We'll see you then.
It's time to get intimate with Checkpoint Intimates. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.